good morning, good afternoon from wherever you are joining. The Indian calendar runs on two streams, one on the lunar and another one on the solar calendar. The lunar calendar has 355 days starting from first day of Chaitra and ending with Palguna. The Palguna, first day Pratipat of Chaitra, Amavasya of Palguna, 355 days. In the solar calendar starts with Mesha, month of Mesha, and ends with Meena. Solar calendar has 365 and quarter days. Lunar has 355 days. The lunar calendar, it is called as Anu Samvatsara. Anu means which follows. What is the solar calendar is called as Samvatsara. Samvatsara means complete year. Moon follows the sun. Anu Samvatsara means what follows the sun is called as Anu Samvatsara. There is another calendar called as Ida Samvatsara. It is based on stars. There are 27 stars, 27 times 12, 324 days. 324 days makes one year, that is called as Ida Samvatsara. The moon calendar and solar calendar are important for us. That moon calendar has the every 2 months is divided allocated for each season. There are six seasons are there. Vasanta is a springtime in the northern hemisphere, springtime. Chaitra and Vaishakha are allocated to Vasanta Rutu. And Jyeshta and Ashada are allocated for Grishma Rutu, summer. And Shravana and Bhadrapada are allocated for Varsha Rutu, rainy season. And Ashwayuja and Kartika, Sharad Rutu. It's Sharad Rutu is autumn, you can say. And after that, Hemant Rutu and Ashwayuja and Kartika and Pushya, that after the 2 months for allocated for Hemant Rutu. Last two are Magha and Palguna are allocated for Sharad Rutu. Rutu, two seasons. Every two seasons, 2 months are allocated. And in solar calendar, why it is important? Why when the person is dying, they look at what Tithi is that one. Tithi is based on lunar calendar. A person is death time, it is based on the Tithi. If when a person is born, they don't look at the Tithi, they look at the Nakshatra. Nakshatra is important with the time of birth. And solar calendar determines, depending on the movement of the sun, days are becoming longer and shorter. For example, in southern hemisphere now, days are becoming shorter. On the 21st of June is a southern solstice. So northern solstice in June, the days are becoming shorter in northern hemisphere from 21st June, whereas in southern hemisphere from 21st June onwards, days are becoming longer. 21st of December, it is a southern solstice here. It's a Dakshinayana. From here, it is a Dakshinayana sets in. For there, Uttarayana sets in. The days are becoming longer and shorter based on the solar calendar, 21st of June. And the solar calendar, the seasons are changing because of the solar calendar. According to the Aditya Hridayam, it is talking about Ritukarta Prabhakaraha, Ritukarta. Because of him, the seasons are changing. Seasons are changing. Moon calendar is important. Importance of moon, the nourishment in the plant. or the vegetation or the tree, trees becoming stronger, it has to be exposed to the moon. Moon cycle, the paddy, when the paddy growers, farmers, what they do, once they do the harvesting, they put the paddy out in the ground, they expose it to the moonlight. It imbibes extra nutrients. All the grains are exposed outside for the moon cycle for absorbing the extra energy. The moon cycle, it is days are calculated in the moon cycle based on the moon position. What is the moon position? Today is fifth day after the new moon, it's Panchami. Every day, based on the moon's position, they measure. Even women's monthly cycle is based on the moon. There is a link. And based on the moon position, the tides are going up and down. If that ship wants to get off from the port, they look at the moon position. What will be the tide? It is based on the moon. So, moon cycle is important. So is the solar cycle. We, as seekers of yoga, we should be exposed to these dimensions. This science, we have to understand. And every year has a meaning. There are 60 names. 60 year, every year has names. There are 60 names. And 60 times 2 is regarded as one human life. It's one human life, 120 years. 120 years, every year, this year's name is called as Shobhakrit. The meaning of that one, it gives an indication. People, they say, this is my New Year resolution. The name itself gives a suggestion for you. What should be your resolution for this year? This year's, it is talking about Shobhakrit. Shobhakrit means your life. You should do such a thing that your life must bring glory to you. Glory to the near and dear ones. Accomplish something extraordinary in your life. Shobha. You should be brilliant. Do something, it should bring you should feel good about you, do something extraordinary thing. That is the message of this year. Shobhakrit, do something which will bring glory, fame to you and make others proud of you. You should be proud of your accomplishment, make others also be proud of you. It's the message of that one. The moon always follows the sun. There is a moon, I mentioned 355 days, sun has a 365 days. There is an offset of 10 days. After the 10 days, after 3 years, one more extra month is added to offset. Offset, it's called as adhikamas, is added. So, since moon is 355 days, every fourth year it is catching up with the sun. It gets aligned. And moonrise and sunrise timings are different. On the new moon catches up with the sun and rises at the same time. That's why we don't see the moon. It is traveling along with the sun. And on the full moon is completely offset. Completely moved away from the sun. So, every new moon, it catches up with the sun. What message it is giving, we have lot of offsets in our life. We have digressed from the path. We have to catch up. Like moon is catching up with the sun to minimize the offset, align, otherwise it will be out of calibration. We also must tune ourselves to the brilliant minds. It is Shastra is talking about, you have to tune your mind to the guru's mind, teacher's mind, to correct yourself. There are so much of offset. I am digressing in my life. to minimize the offset, I have to catch up. I have to tune myself with the Guru's mind. In the sun is called as ha, moon is called as ta. This catching up is called as Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga, ha means sun, ta means moon, you have to align. This alignment is called as Hatha Yoga. The ha means talking about ha is mind, ta means intellect. Mind has to be aligned with the intellect. I talked about last week, the untrained mind is called as mana, the trained mind is called as buddhi. The mana is untrained, untrained mind has to be tuned with the trained mind, buddhi. That is called as Hatha Yoga. Mana has to be tuned with the intellect, and feminine character is called as moon, masculine character is called as sun. We all need to have both masculine and feminine characters in us. It is called as Ardha Narishwara. We have to be balanced. Not only the head oriented, we have to be heart oriented personality also. Both head and heart must be balanced. The sun means the burning character. It burns. Moon is sun burning makes us very active. Moon is a cooling principle. It cools down our personality down. In our life, if it is only moon is awake, we are so cool, we become very lethargy. In the sun, we become so dynamic, we don't know how to rest. We need both sun and moon aligned in us. The balance of sun and moon personality in us called as Hatha Yoga. Not only the too cool, you don't feel like getting up. Too hot means you don't know how to rest. We have to balance the sun, intellect, the buddhi and manas aligned. It is called as Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga, as in the every year we make a sankalpa, as I said, Shobhakrit, we make a resolution. The Hatha Yoga, adapting, bringing the yoga in our life, helps in realizing the resolution in our life. No point in making a resolution in the first day of the year, I have made a resolution. Second day, I have dropped that resolution, I picked up on another. It says, when you have a resolution, work towards that one, realize that one. That Hatha Yoga means the balanced personality. Balance the personality helps in making a firm resolution and realizing it. Lie down on your back.